The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. In the book of Psalms 111, verse 10, God has this to say, "The fear of the Eternal is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever." Meaning to respect and honor God for being the Creator and life sustainer, and it means to obey Him. God is telling us that if we don't keep His commandments, then we won't have wisdom and understanding. Well, where are we? God is telling us, unless we live by His laws, by His word, that we will be living in a world and live a life of confusion. Well, I ask, where are we? I think we all know. At least we ought to. We know where we are, the society and culture we have built. But we can't figure out what has and is causing all our severe problems. Now, if our nation had always obeyed God, we would not have anywhere near the problems that we have. We should call our problems curses, for that's exactly what they are. God said, if we turned our back on Him, that curses would come up on us and overtake us. That happened to our ancestors in the 7th century B.C., ancient Israel, and it is happening to us today. And these curses will increase and become so severe that we won't be able to survive them. That happened to ancient Israel, and it will happen to their children, modern-day Israel, the United States, and the British people. This has happened to many nations, empires, and city-states down through history. They all fought back as long as they could, just as the world and our nation is doing today. You may ask, well, what else can we do? Well, there is one thing that we can do, and it would work, and that is turn to God, repent, confess our sins wholeheartedly, and God would save us from all these curses. Listen to that again, my friend. There is one thing that we can do, and that is to repent and turn to God wholeheartedly, and God would save us from all the curses that we're living in and under now, and which will intensify. He would begin sending blessings on any nation that would turn to Him in sincerity and truth. But as it is, I want you to understand what God says about any nations that persist in drifting farther and farther from their Maker. In the book of Hosea, God spoke of what He would do to our forefathers, ancient Israel, and it did happen, just as God said. And it will happen to end-time Israel, the United States, and the British people. For this prophecy is dual, and it is aimed at us, the United States, and the British people, today. In Hosea 9, beginning verse 17, "My God will cast them away, because they did not obey Him, and they shall be wanderers among the nation." God is allowing us and the whole world to learn the hard way that it doesn't pay to rebel against their Maker. That's why God is allowing all these curses. No doubt God is hoping that we will repent and turn to Him before it is too late. Yes, as I said, I want to read verse 17 again of Hosea 9. "My God will cast them away because they did not obey Him, and they shall be wanderers among the nation." That did happen to ancient Israel, and that will happen to the United States and the British people today, and other Israelitish nations for that matter. Yes, God is hoping that we will take the warning message and repent and turn to Him before He has to send the final blows that will bring us to repentance. In Jeremiah 5, verse 1, notice what God had to say about Israel at that time, and it is aimed at us today. "Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem." Or could we say, "Run to and fro through the streets of Washington, D.C.? "See now and know, and seek in her open places if you can find a man. If there is anyone who executes judgments, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her." God is telling us that it just may be impossible to find anyone that has the mind and the attitude of obeying God. God is speaking to the house of Israel, and it is for our day. And we need to listen to this, my friends. In verse 2, God continues here, "Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. Yes, we still claim to be a Christian nation, although some are calling us a post-Christian nation. God says we are a hypocritical nation. We are pretenders. Verse 3, O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return. Yes, God says he has stricken us. Curses and curses after curses have come up on us. And he says, we have refused to return or receive correction. And he says, they have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return. God says, we refuse to repent and change our ways. Yes, we fight back, but we won't repent. We never stop to think about cause and effect. We never say, well, just maybe our iniquities, our many sins which have and are still multiplying is the reason we are receiving so many curses. Continuing here in verses 4 and 5, therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, but they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. Well, God spoke about going to the leaders of the nation, running back and forth through Jerusalem, he said, headquarters for Israel. And then he said, I will go to the common people. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. That's the common people that he's speaking about, the average person on the street. Then in verse 5, he says, I will go to the great men and speak to them, for they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Jeremiah thought, well, maybe the leaders of the nation will hear and listen. Maybe they have been educated in God's way. And notice he said, but these all together have broken the yoke and burst the bonds. How many leaders of our nation obey God? God says all have turned away from him. Continuing here in Jeremiah 5, verses 7 through 9. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods. Children, end time generation, he's speaking of here. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. God says, you go your way, you do whatever you want to do, and you don't listen to me, and you don't live by my word. They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? God is asking the question. He says, shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this that has had the opportunity to know and to live my way and have deliberately, stubbornly, rebelliously refused to do so? God says, yes, I will avenge myself on them. I will punish them for this, says the Eternal. God will see to it that his chosen people are corrected to the point we will turn to him finally. God says he corrects every son he loves. God also says he sends blessings on those that obey and respect him. In the book of Amos, chapter 6, beginning verse 3, God has this to say, and this is a prophecy for end-time Israel and mainly the United States and the British people. Notice what he has to say here in Amos 6, verse 3. Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near. God is speaking of those that just ignore the end-time troubles and continue to live life like all will be taken care of without making any changes in their life. I want you to notice verse 4 here. Who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock, and calves from the midst of the stall. Verse 4 is speaking of those that's living the good life and only have a mindset of self, not concerned about the nation, how the nation is falling apart, certainly not concerned to the point of making the sacrifices and decisions needed for the good of the nation. Yes, God is speaking about those that live, as we could put it, the American dream, and not concerned about the nation. Continuing here in Amos 6, verse 5 through 6, who chat to the sound of stringed instruments and invent for yourselves musical instruments like David, who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Yes, speaking of those that just continue to live life as all is well, and we want ours, and get out while we can, and not concerned about the afflictions of Joseph. The United States and the British people, God narrows this down to the two nations that had Israel's name upon them, the two main tribes of Israel, Ephraim and Manasseh. God is not pleased with the selfish attitude of anyone in our nation or in the world that isn't concerned about their people. God isn't pleased with the attitude and actions of anyone that turned from Him. And when God uses the word woe, He means you will pay for your ways and that it will be some tough payments. In Amos 9, verse 8, "Behold, the eyes of the eternal God are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Yet I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord." Notice, God calls our nation a sinful kingdom. Can we deny that, my friends? Was God right? Did He know what He was speaking about many, many, many years ago, thousands and thousands of years ago? Did He know what He was speaking about at that time? And it is aimed for our end time, which we're living in today. Notice this again. Amos 9, verse 8, "Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Yet I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord." The Bible certainly indicates that when Christ returns to this earth to deliver this earth from the clutches of Satan, He says, the Bible strongly indicates that there will only be 10% of the nations of Israel that will come out, and they will come out in weeping and in supplication, in a repentant attitude. But we're going to have to go through all these blows and these curses, which are going to continue to intensify until we come to the point, the few that will be left, that we will repent and turn to our Maker. You could do that today, my friends. Is your face harder than flint, like God says about our nation today? Will you listen and will you return? Will you turn to your God and begin to live His way? Look into the Word of God and see what He says about living your life. Yes, God knows what's going on in our nation, and He calls it a sinful kingdom. He also tells us what He will do to us because we are a sinful nation. This did happen to ancient Israel, and it will happen again in the end time, which we are very near in June 2011. This is an end time prophecy for the Israelitish people, and most certainly for the two nations that Jacob named his name of Israel on, the United States and the British people. We are taking blows after blows, curses after curses, which are causing us to lower our standard of life. And unless we repent of our many sins and begin to obey our Maker, these curses will continue to intensify. And you can take that statement to the bank, my friend. These curses will continue to intensify unless we as a nation as a whole turn to our God and repent of our many sins. If you would like more understanding as to why this world is in severe trouble, we have a couple of articles that you should request. Free of charge, of course. Why Does Mankind Suffer and Nations in Decline? And all you need to do to receive these articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and may God help you to see and understand and begin to live His way.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.